Now, former Lebanese President Amir Lahoud says the foreign-backed insurgents will not be able to overthrow the Syrian government.
Syria, as I said, we are lucky that really they have a strong army, and we have the backing of Russia, Iran, China, BRICS. They will not be able to overthrow, like it happened during the days Soviet America, there was Abdel Nasser. Now BRICS, America, there is Bashar. I can assure you that the...
Lahoud made the comments in an exclusive interview with Press TV in Beirut. He also said Syria does not need help from the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah. The former Lebanese president has already urged Beirut to stay neutral on Syria and block the flow of arms and militants from Lebanon into Syrian territory. Let's talk to Assistant Professor of Political Science, Colin Cavell, from West Virginia. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor, we have the former Lebanese President Amir Lahoud saying the insurgents will not win the battle in Syria. Just how strong is the Syrian army to begin with?
Hassan, when you have an outside force coming to try to overthrow your government, then the people will rise up in self-defense. And that is exactly what has happened in Syria today. You have the Saudi and the Qatari-funded rebels that are trying to deflect the Arab Spring away from Saudi Arabia, from the Persian Gulf. They're trying to deflect it away so that it goes away, but it will not go away. You'll still have people rising up in the Persian Gulf monarchies who want to get rid of these long-lasting monarchies who are the most repressive governments on earth. Meanwhile, you've got tremendous support for Bashar al-Assad, not only within Syria, but as well from neighboring countries, from Russia, from Iran, from Iraq, and from other countries around the world. They realize that this is a existential attempt by Saudi sheikhs, by Qatari sheikhs, to try to protect themselves, deflect the call for democracy, and fund Salafist and Wahhabist fighters to go into Syria and try to overthrow the government. Meanwhile, the United States has promised Turkey's prime minister that if he cooperates, then he may get finally admitted into the European Union. And of course, he is acting the role of Judas Iscariot in the Bible, selling his Muslim brothers and sisters down the drain for the proverbial 30 pieces of silver. It is reprehensible behavior because it won't succeed. And as Bashar al-Assad and the Hezbollah leader, Nasrallah, has indicated, this will go to burn Turkey and burn Erdogan in Turkey.
And at the end of the day, I mean, how will an all-out war in Syria affect its neighbors and involve Russia and China in particular?
Well, they realize that if Syria falls to these Salafist fighters, then you're going to have a chaotic regime. The U.S. will be forced to play the prostitute, as they have been playing to Saudi and Qatari money, and send troops in, and they will be further forced to wage war against Iran. And of course, everybody realizes this is a ridiculous premise, and that Iran is very strong and will not be defeated by these mercenaries. The U.S. in itself, you can see by its lack of outright support, its lack of troops, they have not put troops in to Syria. They know this is a crazy adventure. And nonetheless, they have to listen to their paymasters in Saudi and in Qatar until there is a change in the Persian Gulf monarchies. But if it does come to war with Iran, if it does come to the takeover of Syria, then you're going to have many more countries, not just the ones you mentioned, involved, because this will be an existential war for a lot of people.
Indeed. Assistant Professor of Political Science from West Virginia, Colin Cavell, thanks for your time there, sir.